interesting tshuva I saw in the Sefer Ba'alash al Torah of Yaakov Ariel, Chelik Aleph, Sim Samach. Question is, with regard to an individual whose father is not Jewish, he wants to know if he should be Noeg Avelus and say Kaddish for his father who's not Jewish. This would apply to any ger. The case he's talking about happens not to be a case of a ger, happens to be a case the following, that a particular woman was saved during the Holocaust by hiding out with his non-Jewish family, and then after the war she married the son of this non-Jewish family. He never converted, and they raised the family together. They raised their family Jewish, even though he wasn't Jewish. In fact, in that community, which was a fairly weak Jewish community, even though the Jewish families basically all sent their kids to public school and once a week to some sort of a Jewish program in the afternoon, they sent their son twice a week. And not only that, but the father himself drove the kid to the Jewish school. So now the father passed away. He wants to know if he should say Shiva, if he should say Kaddish, etc. So the general halachas of Avelus of a parent and the chiv of sitting Shiva do not apply, because the halacha does not recognize this person as the father of this particular individual. He's the biological father, but he's not the halachic father. The ben is not misyaches acharov. There's no yuchsin. So there's no obligation, a full obligation to sit Shiva. Nonetheless, Rav Ariel, interestingly enough, draws a parallel to the case of one's Rebbe. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch Yoredei, Reish Mem Beis, Siv Chafei, that if a person's Rebbe dies, so he tears Kriya, and he's Noeg Nehugei Avelus for part of the day as an expression of tzar, an expression of kavod for his Rebbe. What is that kavod based on? What's the kavod Arav? So Rav Ariel suggests and tries to prove that it's not based on the kavod Torah of that particular individual, lehevich, not lehevich, but it's based on the good that that person did for him. The Gemara says a person's father brings a person into Olam Hazeh, and a person's Rebbe brings him into Olam Haba. So Rav Ariel says, in this case, this person did bring him into Olam Hazeh, and furthermore, he's also a person who brought him into Olam Haba by getting him by taking him to the Jewish school and by encouraging him to foster his Jewish identity. And therefore, just like there's an inyan of Nehugei Avelus for a Rebbe, there would be an inyan of Nehugei Avelus to tear Kriya and to be Noeg Nehugei Avelus, at least partially, for such a person as well. Not as a full Shiva, but some expressions of Avelus and Tsar at this loss. What about Kaddish? So he says that Kaddish, what's the point of Kaddish? Kaddish is an expression of Kiddush Hashem in the world, and thereby raises the person's neshama in Olam Haba. So he says, the pasuk which serves as the source for Kaddish, v'skadilti v'skadishti nodati le'enei goyim rabim, talks about Kiddush Hashem in the eyes of the other nations. So apparently Kiddush Hashem is shaykh when it comes to other people from other nations as well. And this particular individual, he says, he's one who got his son into, fosters Jewish identity, etc. Maybe he's one of the chassidim umos ha'olam, may have a chelik in Gan Eden, and therefore he thinks it would be proper to say Kaddish. He recommends saying, not saying all the Kaddishim, the distinction between Jews and non-Jews, but to say the one after Kaddish. Kaddish already has a more universal theme, L'sakin olam malchus shaddai, excuse me, aleinu, and therefore the Kaddish after aleinu, that would be the one to say. Interestingly enough, Rav Avadia Yosef in Yechaved Das, in Chelek Vavsim and Samch, also has a long discussion about Kaddish for a non-Jewish parent, and he's even more inclusive. He doesn't limit it to a case where the parent is necessarily one of the Hasidei Olam HaZeh. He says the person brought you into the world, that's a tremendous tova. That tova also allowed you to go ahead, talking about a ger, to go ahead and to become Jewish and to have the privilege of Avodas Hashem as a Jew. And certainly it's worthwhile, it's proper and respectful for a person to go ahead and do whatever he can. Lu'ili nishmas, that individual, he recommends saying Kaddish, all the Kaddishim apparently, and perhaps that can cause an aliyas neshama. He says his lashon here is even to take him, no matter where his neshama is, and bring his neshama into Gan Eden through that Kaddish and through the other thing. There's a special level of Kaddish by his son for a parent. So that you don't have, because not luckily the son. But nonetheless, anybody, there is still a mile of Kaddish for anybody to say Kaddish for a particular individual, and that certainly would apply here as well. Have a wonderful day. Once again, Minchat 4:30.